Hello, everybody. It has been a while, and I am going to just rehash something that is just, it's one of my irksome things. I feel like the other one, well, there's three. There's a lot, truly. Now I'm saying there's four. I feel like that how the verse in the Bible says there's three things that are important to God. Truly, there are four things that, I feel like that. So the saying that angels slept with women and had babies, I'm so sick of that fallacy, and I'm so sick of it being defended. The fact that people are so resistant to tithing to the church, like it's like one of the most resistantly stupid things in the world, and I'm like, I don't get why you're so resistant to tithing. It doesn't make any sense to me. The fact that they don't believe women should be preachers or teachers because they misunderstand the scripture to a degree that is almost disgusting. And the fact that they think Mary Magdalene was a prostitute just because one preacher, one priest said it decades ago and everybody just kind of took it as canon and it never actually was proven. Doesn't say anywhere in the Bible that she was a prostitute, but that is her reputation, which just goes to show you just how people will take something and be completely wrong but think they're right. So, what is the thing that annoyed me today? It was responding to, again, the question about angels having babies. So, buckle up. Here we go again. Okay, so what I want to actually look at today is gotquestions.org's response to this, because usually, 99% of the time, they are 100% correct. This time, they are so far off that it's almost disturbing to me that they could be this wrong. I'm so bothered by it. But they're not the article, the tenet, a lot of the tenets of the article are sound. The final conclusion is so off base. And I think part of it is they don't look at the character of God. I think that's where a lot of people lose their disconnect. The Bible becomes, as Holy Spirit gives us the ability to see more clearly, the Bible becomes clearer because we have our understanding, as limited as it may be, of the character of God, of who he actually is. And because of that, we can filter everything through that lens and be like, I get it. But until that point, what do we got? So this is there. Who were the sons of God and daughters of men in Genesis 6, 1 through 4? So Genesis 6, 1 to 4 refers to the sons of God and the daughters of men. There have been several suggestions as to who the sons of God were and why the children they had daughters with of men, they had with daughters of men, there it is, I read it wrong, grew into a race of giants. That is the word Nephilim seems to indicate. But before we get anywhere, let's look at Genesis 6, 1 to 4. All right, because it's all about how you read it. All right. So I'm going to do the King James Version. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, the daughters were born unto them. Okay. So right there, we're talking about human men. And that the sons of God saw the daughters. Okay. So we're talking about human men. And we're continuing in that tenet, in that strain, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. Just by that sentence alone, are angels marrying? And I know they address this in the answer. I don't know who they think God is. This is what gets to me. Like, God's just gonna be like, yeah, sure, angels marry. Like, God is gonna let angels marry human women. Or that God is gonna permit demons to marry human women. Like, God is going to allow that to happen. Right, God gives us free will, but angels are 100% under his control. Right? And I still stand by the whole thing that if they're called sons of God, why would they be fallen angels? Why would God call them sons of God if they were demons? That's like insulting to us being called children of God. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't know. And the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man. For that he is also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years." Still specifically talking about mankind. Nothing here
except the term sons of God, which means children of Seth, refers to the spiritual realm at all. As we're still talking about human beings. There were giants in the earth in those days. Whole new sentence, whole new topic. He just mentioned that he was going to shorten the days of man. And then he goes, there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, after the giants, after God said he was going to shorten the span of man's life, after there were stated that there were already giants in the land, after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. Samson. Is Samson the product of an angel and a human? No. Does anything in those verses right there even remotely allude to the angel sleeping with women, except that you think of the fact of sons of God and you use that to mean angels? Except for that, except for your misinterpretation of that phrase. Does anything here lead to that? Right? Okay. That was already to 5. Okay. So we've read the scripture there. The three primary views, I'm back in got questions. The three primary views on the identity of the sons of God are, one, they were fallen angels. No. Because they wouldn't be called sons of God. No. Two, they were powerful human rulers. No. Or three, they were godly descendants of Seth intermarrying with wicked descendants of Cain. Yes. 100% yes. Number three is the answer. Giving weight to the first theory is the fact that the Old Testament, the phrase sons of God, always refers to angels. No. 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 Never say always, okay? Except you're going to say, like, God is always just. Then you can. But don't be like, it always, okay? Because here's an example. The thing that says, like, women should not have authority over men is not the authority that is used everywhere else in the Bible. So let's take a quick look at that, okay? So let's just take a quick look. All right, so then they like to use the scriptures saying about Job, where the heavenly host, the angels and the sons of God are called forth before God to give an account, and Satan is among them. Okay, the fact that they name that, separate him out. But anyway, so they want to try to use that as like the justification that this means that that the sons of God mentioned in Genesis are the same thing. So now, the thing to know is that in both these instances, in both Genesis and Job, there is no consensus. Nobody can agree. Nobody has finally said it. No one has affirmed it. And then again, like I said, for God questions to say always is such a misnomer. It's such a wrong choice of words. So sons of God, this is from Bible Study Tools, looking at an encyclopedia. It says, sons of God, the descendants of Seth were called by the name of the Lord. And that's in Genesis 4:25 and Genesis 4:26. This is not true in reference to the descendants of Cain. So we know that in terms of separation, that God has his people and then the people that are not his. And not his as in they don't belong to him in their willingness to serve him. Not his as in he doesn't own them because he owns everything. But then you have, like, the same thing holds true nowadays with Christianity. So you have Christians and people that aren't Christians. You have angels and you have demons. They're not called the same thing in any stretch of the imagination. Okay. So he's saying here that, like, Seth, he's got the sons of God reputation, but Cain obviously does not, because Cain was ostracized and kicked out because... So the division right there, the division, because Cain killed his brother, right? The servants of God in all ages have been called the sons of God. Then they use Job 1:6 here, because we're not sure. We're not sure what God is referring to there. God is God. We don't know who he called up to heaven to give an account to him. We don't know. Now, we do know the Bible says that no one has ever seen God, like no human. So, I mean, take from that what you will. But Romans 8:14 is another reference. 1 John 3:2. The character of Seth's descendants proves that they were the sons of God. Genesis 5:3-29, Genesis 6:9, Genesis 7:1. The character of Cain's descendants proved that they were not the sons of God, for Cain himself was a murderer, a fugitive, and a vagabond, Genesis 4:8-14, and his descendants were polygamists and murderers, Genesis 4:17-23. So at this point, we're seeing sons of God is Seth, the descendants of Seth, human beings. Let's look at the daughters of men. There were only two families in the ages before the flood, the sons of God and the daughters of men. Genesis 6:1-8. The descendants of Seth were the sons of God. Genesis 4:25, Genesis 5:3-32. There was only one other family. Genesis 4:9-23. Therefore, the daughters of men were descendants of Cain. In other words, not Christian women, not saved women, not godly women. Okay. So it doesn't always refer to angels. You are false there. Like I said, I've never seen them be this wrong. A potential problem with this is in Matthew 22:30, which indicates that angels do not marry. The Bible gives us no reason to believe that angels have a gender or are able to reproduce. The other two views do not present this problem. Okay, so the weakness of views 2 and 3 is that ordinary human males marrying ordinary females does not account for why the offsprings were giants or heroes of old and men of renown. Because look at today. Do we have heroes today? Yes. Do we have men of renown today? Yes. Do we have people that are giant today? Very, very tall people. Yes. Do we have people with dwarfism today? Yes. None of these are indicative of angels. I don't know why they think because, and again, if you look at the scripture in context, the giant thing is mentioned, not in correlation with the baby offspring. It's just mentioned. Okay. It does say that their offspring were the heroes of old and men of renown. Quite literally, we have that now. There are people that we consider heroes. There are people that have renown, that are famous for being good and strong and mighty. I can't know how they were so off base with this. You know, I can't tell you how they were so off base with this. They're off base with this because they believe it. So they're filtering it through the lens of their belief. So they're biased. Further, why would God decide to bring a flood on the earth when God had never forbidden powerful human males or descendants of Seth to marry ordinary human females or descendants of Cain? I can do you one better. Why would God bring a flood on earth for something he allowed? As in angels having sex and procreating with humans. Because God would have had to allow it. Not only, this is my biggest thing. Not only would God have to allow it, God would have to command it and ordain it to happen. So why would God be like, all right, here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to go sleep with these women. I want you to have babies. And then because these babies are going to be men of renown and heroes, I'm going to destroy the world. That is not why God flooded the earth. It's like everything they're writing here is completely out of context and completely wrong. I can't even express in words how wrong they are. It's like they took a piece of the Bible and then flipped it all over to make it work for their narrative instead of actually reading the Bible and understand why things happened the way they did. All right. The oncoming judgment of Genesis 6:5-7 is linked to what took place in Genesis 6:1-4. Yes, men choosing to sleep with women that were not godly and then becoming ungodly themselves because bad company corrupts good. Ergo, these men became corrupt and therefore were no longer considered sons of God because they were not obeying God. That's what happened. God destroyed the earth and brought judgment because men decided to turn against him. If God was going to bring judgment because angels slept with man, he would have brought judgment against the angels in the first place when they rebelled in heaven. It's like you don't know the character of God at all. Moving on. Anyway. Only the obscene, perverse marriage of fallen angels with human females seemed to justify such a harsh judgment. Really? Only that? Only that. And again, God would have had to command it because the angels are under his command. Now, if you think about fallen angels, Satan had to appear before Job. I mean, before God. He didn't have the option to say no because God commanded him. Like, because they're going to talk about this later, angels and demons can take on human form. They do that so we don't freaking have a heart attack and freaking die. Because if you know what an angel really looks like, and I'm sorry to be using these PG words. If you know what, if you read what an angel actually looks like, you would literally have a heart attack and die. Literally. Okay? Our bodies can't handle it. We would go insane if nothing short of that. If we weren't going to die, we would go insane. We'd be in a madhouse for the rest of our lives. Okay? So they show up in human form to kind of like, well, the fallen angels do it to deceive you, but angels do it because they don't want you to darn well go crazy and be in a mental institution for the rest of your life. All right? But just because it appears to be a human man or woman does not mean that it can have all the little parts and workings to do the things you're assuming that this thing can do. Angels are not humans. So even if they took on the form of a human, they do not have the reproductive juices to create life. And God creates life. So again, you're still saying, what kind of perverse God, what kind of God would judge people for just going through natural life? It would only be this. It would be something that God would have had to have allowed, because God gives life. So God would have had to have given that life through a demon and a human. Like, do you not know God at all? I can't. Like, God's like, yeah, I'm going to let demons have babies with women, and then I'm going to destroy the world. Like, does that sound like God to you? Aye, my soul. It doesn't, by the way. I'm fine. As previously noted, the weakness of the first view is that Matthew 22:30 declares that the resurrection people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. However, the text does not say angels will not be able to marry. Dude, I swear, you need to take your goggles off, man. You need to look at this without the lens of indoctrination. Because it's like, but it doesn't say they won't be able to. It just says that they won't do it. It's like, okay, sure. Sure. Guys, angels didn't marry human women. That's lunacy. And absolutely 100% lunacy. Lunacy. I can't even think of another word for it. Rather, it indicates that angels do not marry. Which, again, yeah, I just said that. Second, Matthew 22:30 is referring to the angels in heaven, not referring to fallen angels, who do not care about God's created order. They don't care, but they're still under it. How powerless do you think God is? Oh my goodness. And actively seek ways to disrupt God's plan. Yes, but then God has to give the life. Satan can't make life. You get that, right? He cannot create life. His demons cannot produce life. This God would have had to have produced a life. Ay, my soul. The fact that God's holy angels do not marry or engage in sexual relations does not mean the same is true of Satan and his demons. This guy believes Hollywood right here, that demons are running around having sex with women. This is a Hollywood thing. Like, God would allow that. Do you not understand? I think that's what gets me so much, is like how they're basically like, yeah, God's just letting demons sleep with women. Like, they're just running around having sex. Like, it's like, okay. No. View one is the most likely position. Is it? Is it? View one, in case you remember, they were fallen angels. So the most likely position is that demons are having babies with women. And still so today, because apparently, based on what they're saying, it's still happening. Yes, it is an interesting, and then they put contradiction in quotation marks. To say that angels are sexless and then say that the sons of God were fallen angels who procreated with human females. Isn't it an interesting contradiction? Because it's totally freaking true. It's not a contradiction. It's true. They cannot reproduce. Angels aren't having angel babies. Angels aren't creating new angels. God created the angels. The angels are completely different from humans. Completely different. You cannot breed a dog and a horse. They're two completely different species. Like, good freaking night. It's like science has escaped your brain. The character of God has escaped your brain. And the fact that they even let this be published is ridiculous beyond any scope of the imagination. This, like I said, godquestions.org is usually pretty spot on. This is heresy. This one is heresy. And it's demonic. All right. However, while angels are spiritual beings, Hebrews 1:14, they can appear human. Physical form. Yes, appear. That doesn't mean they are. Mark 16:5. The men of Sodom and Gomorrah wanted to have sex. Yes, they wanted to rape the men, the angels, because they look like human men. I mean, your arguments aren't proving anything, dude. Who are with Lot in Genesis 19:1 through 5? It is plausible. Is it? Is it plausible, sir? Or ma'am? No, it's not. It's heresy, but okay. It is plausible that angels are capable of taking on human form. Okay, that actually is plausible. I didn't finish the sentence. I will stand corrected on that. It is plausible they can take on human form. Yes, because God says they can. Even to the point of replicating human sexuality. No. Where in the Bible did God ever say that? Except for where you've heretically alluded to it in Genesis. Where has God ever said that angels had sex with humans? Ever. This is inferred by you in a lack of understanding of what the Bible actually says and the character of God. So no. Replicating human sexuality and possibly even reproduction? No, because reproduction is in the hands of God. Do you not understand that? Reproduction is in the hands of God. We cannot say that before I formed you in my mother, in your mother's womb, I knew you. We cannot say that God knew us in the womb and then say that that demons can sleep with women and have babies and God just doesn't even do anything. That God created that life and just, and then, I mean, my soul. Why do fallen angels not do this more often? It seems that God imprisoned the fallen angels who committed this evil sin. Yeah. And where did you get that? So that the other fallen angels would not do the same as described in Jude 6. Yeah, because that's a deterrent. That's a deterrent. Satan getting cast down from heaven should have deterred them from following him, but they still followed him. The fact that Satan even rebelled should have been a deterrent. He's God. But no, I'm going to lock him in jail because, yeah, that works with humankind too, right? Like putting men in jail stops other people, putting people in jail stops other people from doing the same crime. So, yeah. It's like this person has no connection with common sense. Earlier Hebrew interpreters and... then they name words I can't read, so I'm not going to. Are unanimous. Are they unanimous? Are they? No, they're not. This person is using terms they should not be using. In holding the view that the fallen angels are the sons of God mentioned in Genesis 6, 1 through 4, this by no means closes the debate. But at least you added that consensus. However, the view that Genesis 6, 1, 4 involves fallen angels mating with human females has strong contextual, grammatical, and historical basis. It absolutely 100% does not. 100% does not. This is the most false article that gotquestions.org has ever produced. This is all some dude's or gal's opinion and based on a lens of what they believe and spewing nonsense based on something they believe. And it's absolute heresy. No. Angels did not have sex. Demons did not have sex. And they did not produce offspring. And God did not destroy the world because of that. He destroyed the world because the world became godless. And there was only one righteous family he was able to find, and that was Noah. That's what happened. Just like when Abraham went to Sodom and Gomorrah, and they could only find Lot's family. And even Lot's family wasn't 100%. Lot was decent, and then he ends up not being as decent later on. But that was all they could find there. And it's the same thing with Noah. It's just that Sodom and Gomorrah was suddenly the entire world, and the only righteous family he could find was Noah. It has nothing to do with angels and demons. This is, I can't believe, and somebody sent this to defend, because someone said, what are the sons of God, and da-da? And they sent this stupid heretical article, and I'm like, no, this, I have to debunk this, because this is just stupid. So there you go. Coming out of silence, just to argue the same point I've argued already before. You can listen to my other one, but I feel like I'm more repetitive in the other one. I feel like this one has a little more foundational flow to it. But anyway, there you go.